For our global hit today, we're going to mix a little hip-hop with traditional Hmong chanting and a dash of politics. Here goes. Many ethnic Hmong came to the U.S. from Southeast Asia after the Vietnam War. Today, more than 40,000 live in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area of Minnesota. A Hmong artist there is trying to use his music to get young people in his community to vote. He's also getting some help from his elders, as we hear in this report from Marisa Helms.
Seventy-year-old Yua Cha is rehearsing lines of Kutia, traditional Hmong poetry. She learned the songs long ago in Laos when she was a teenager. The poems are about honor, love, doing well in school, and about how the Hmong people moved from land to land and don't have a country of their own. Sitting close to her is her grandson, Chu Saiko Lee. He's waiting for his cue.
Generation after generation, we've been warned by our elders, lost in what is, who we are.
Lee's a rapper, and he performs with his grandmother. The idea is to blend the sounds and rhythms of hip-hop with the more traditional spoken word of Hmong poetry.
Generation after generation, we've been warned by our elders, lost in what is, who we are.
Lee was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. On his left arm, just above his elbow, is a red tattoo emblazoned with the timestamp 1979. That's the year he came to the United States. Now 29 years old and a U.S. citizen, Lee is using hip-hop to reach out to younger members of the Hmong community. He wants them to get involved politically and assert their cultural identity.
Just because you're hip-hop doesn't mean you can't be Hmong. At the same time, you can actually be a rapper that raps about being Hmong. And that's actually a cool thing to do. It's a hip thing to do.
On this night, Lee takes the stage in a rough bar on the east side of St. Paul. This time, he's singing with his brother and their hip-hop band, Delicious Venom. Lee starts off the set with a passionate appeal to the crowd to vote on November 4th.
I think this is one of the most important elections for you to actually vote for your first time if you have never done it. You're going to be part of history if you vote this year.
The place is packed with young, hip Hmong in their 20s. Hmong go-go dancers hold big orange signs saying, "Go vote November 4th. During a break in the show, Lee and some volunteers, including a go-go dancer or two, approach audience members and ask them to sign a pledge to go out and vote. Lee's trying to convince them that going to the polls is about claiming an opportunity.
It gives them that power just as much as someone that's a super rich celebrity, you know, only has one vote. And so, like, the everyday person has a vote, and I think it's important for them to really understand the situation they're in and what values align with what candidates.
Lee's message is working with at least a few bar patrons, including 23-year-old Lindsay Yang of Minneapolis. She, like most Hmong, lives with several generations of her family.
I think it's really important for the youth to actually come out and vote because it'll set more of an example for future generations and to actually voice what this generation is all about.
Lee says his method of mixing popular culture and politics is new for many Hmong. But State Senator Mi Moa, who's Hmong, says political activism fits right into the values of her community.
Hmong Americans are very political animals. The reason why we're in this country is because our political instincts told us that we had to find an opportunity to survive politically.
When Moa was elected in 2005, she became the first Hmong American legislator in the country, in part because of the hard work and support of the elders in Minnesota's Hmong community. Rapper Chu Saiko Lee is not forgetting those elders. He'll be driving them to the polls on Tuesday and translating for them. One of those elders is his grandmother and singing partner, Yua Cha. After 8 years, she recently became a U.S. citizen and is voting for the first time on Tuesday. After the election, Lee plans to keep performing and rapping to inspire his community.
I feel like arts and activism has always worked together for years. Arts that support activism can really inspire a movement and really push them.
One of Chu Saiko Lee's songs is 30 Year Secret, about the tragic experience of the Hmong in Southeast Asia. He likes it because it's about surviving against all odds. For the world, this is Marisa Helms in Minneapolis.
30 years of war, persecuted and scorned behind enemy lines. A small child is born. What will he live for? Fighting for the rest of his life. Gunshots, chemical bombs, will slice with a knife.
That's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.
Track that's been cracked, split up in attack with no tracks, and they only fight back for survival reasons, and they wish you the sky.